Hello and welcome to Things Your Pastor Should Be Preaching. Today, I'm not going to talk about things that your pastor should be preaching. I'm going to talk about how racism is alive and well in America. Black people have accomplished a lot of things. We even had a black president, and America wants to remind us that it's still that racism is alive and well. We have not forgotten that racism is alive and well. I'm talking about this because I'm watching the news and I'm looking at the protests at the Capitol, how all these white people flying rebel flags have invaded the Capitol. You know, if that were black people, they would have come in there, guns a-blazing, and killed us all. But look at this. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. Like, all these people at the Capitol just vandalizing the Capitol, and they act like they can't do anything about it. They don't want to do anything about it, you know? Because that's how they are. It's a message. It's a message that racism is alive and well in America. This country is divided. And the president, he ought to be ashamed of himself. He has incited a riot, which is a crime. It is a crime to incite a riot. I guess we can add that to his list of atrocities that he has committed. He's going to go to jail when he's not in office anymore. They want to try to stop President Biden from being certified as the president of America, and it's just ridiculous. I can't believe this. Like, this is, people were up in arms about Colin Kaepernick and the national anthem, but if you look it up, well, they've tried to hide it and bury it in the internet now. But Francis Scott Key, he is the individual that wrote our national anthem, and he was very much a racist man. He fought against abolitionists. He was a Supreme Court justice. And in the third verse of the song, we only sing one verse of it, by the way. We don't sing the other. There's four verses, but in the third verse of the song, it says that there will be no rest for the slave or escape from the grave. You know, if they're going to sing the song, then why not sing the whole song? Don't try to deceive us, and hide the fact that, it's a racist, it was written by someone who was racist. This country is terrible. Okay, so let me say something. First of all, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And God is not going to bless this country. The Lord, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. He is not going to bless this country because this country has tried to get rid of God and make it to where you can't pray in school. You can't talk about God at work. They tried to rearrange God's order of what the family unit is. The family unit is husband and wife. It's not husband and husband or wife and wife. God, homosexuality is an abomination. It is a hated thing to the Lord. It is against nature. It's in Romans in chapter 1. Just go read the Bible. Follow the Bible. Believe what God says in the Bible. It is not hyperbole. It is not exaggerated claims that are not to be taken seriously. No, I'm not crazy. I am telling you the truth, that when the Lord says, "He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption," then you are going to reap corruption. If you sow to the flesh, you are going to reap corruption. That's just the way that it is. If I don't worship God, I'm going to suffer the consequences. If I do the devil's work, I'm going to suffer the consequences. If I sow to my flesh, I am going to reap corruption. That is God's law and order. He is the one that made the day and all that therein is, and he is in control. My arms are too short to box with him, and I would be foolish to even try, because I am finite and God is infinite, all powerful. Oh my God. Let me go back to this news thing that I'm talking about. These people are fighting with the police and they just throwing tear gas and all this at these other white people. Like I said, if it was black people, we can't protest and carry guns around. They're gonna shoot us if they see anything in our hands. It could be a hairbrush. They're gonna shoot us dead. They're gonna kill us. You know, it's crazy. I can't believe this. But anyway, you know, these people, you know, the Bible says to obey them that have the rule over you. So these godless people just need to go home and accept the outcome of the election. That's what they need to do. Go home and accept the outcome of the election. I accepted the outcome of the election when Donald Trump won. One, I didn't want him to be president. I didn't go to the Capitol and flip the police off and do all this stuff, you know? It's crazy. But anyway, all this, you know, these people, they just need to... Look, if you're listening to this and you live in fornication and you live in adultery and you smoke weed and you get drunk because you don't like the way that you feel inside and you're trying to change the way that you feel, you just want to chill and be cool and relax and rest, you know, and then when you're sober, whatever it is that you're running from or trying to medicate or whatever problem it was is still there, waving at you saying, hi, I ain't went nowhere, then that should be a message to you that what you're doing is not working. But I'm telling you that God loves you and he wants to save you, not only from an eternity in hell if you reject him, but he wants to save you from the things that keep you up at night. He wants to let you know that he loves you so much that he laid down his life for you. The Holy Spirit of God wants to enter into your heart and your life and do a work to change you from the inside out. And I'm telling you that once the Lord of heaven and earth enters into your heart, he will heal you of whatever brokenness you have inside your heart. He gives us a promise and he cannot lie. He says that they who trust in him and believe in him, that Jesus says that he and the Father will go to that person and they will give that person the comforter and they will be a friend to that person and they will love that person and lead that person and guide that person and provide for that person. And you will have peace, you know, permanent peace, peace that passes all understanding in your life, in your heart, in your mind. You'll be able to sleep at night. You won't be worried about what somebody said about you or what they're gonna do, you know, because they don't have any power to cast your soul into hell. Yeah, they can do stuff to the flesh. You're gonna die anyway. We're gonna die of something, so don't be afraid of that, but be afraid of him that can cast both body and soul into hell. Be afraid of God. You know, why fight him? Why resist? So, you know, trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today, while you still have today, while you still have the chance. You know, if you're out there and you're listening and you're doubting and you're questioning, you don't know, I'm telling you, cry out to the Lord. Call on the Lord and be saved. Allow him to enter in and do a work in your heart and in your life, you know, to free you from being self-destructive. Because no, don't blame nobody else. If your life is messed up, it's messed up because of you. It's your fault. Nobody is making you spend all your money on alcohol or drugs or gambling or whatever it is, on a woman, on a man, whatever it is that you're doing that's causing you to have problems in your life. Nobody is putting a gun to your head making you do that, okay? That's you. You choose to do that because that's what you like and that's what makes you feel good and you have pleasure in it. But I'm telling you, but you don't like how that it causes problems in your life. You have pleasure in it, but you don't like how it causes problems in your life. And I'm telling you that God can free you from that. He can free you from that if you only trust and believe and call on Him. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. You know, I just get so sick and tired of looking at all the lies and the hypocrisy in the world and listening to all the blasphemy, people just blaspheming the Lord's name and falsely accusing God of being a drunkard and falsely accusing God of being a whoremonger and falsely accusing God of you know, all these evil things that they do. You know, say, well, I never heard anybody say that Jesus was a drunkard or a fornicator or an adulterer or a thief. No, they're not saying that with their words, but they're saying that with their life. When they say, oh, I'm a Christian, because the word Christian means to be Christ-like, one who displays the characteristics and attributes of Christ. So if I say I'm a Christian and yet I go and I steal and I lie and I steal and I rob and I kill and I drink and carouse, then that's saying that I'm led up this blasphemy. Even, oh my God, the Lord is speaking to me right now where I'm saying it is blasphemy. It is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. He is holy and He is righteous and He has no sin. He is not going to lead anybody to drink and get high and do any of that stuff that they say that He's doing. It's a lie from the pits of hell, and the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan. And I don't care who don't like me for telling the truth, and I don't care how many people say I'm crazy. Guess what? The Lord said that it was going to be that way. He said, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. The Lord says, blessed are ye when men shall persecute you and shall separate you from their company and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. So, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm suffering for Jesus' name's sake. My reward is not in this earth. My reward is in heaven. And the Lord sure knew what He was doing. You know, it ain't about me. It's about the Lord. It's about the Lord. The Lord says that He'll make the rocks cry out. If nobody worships Him, the Lord said that He'll make the rocks cry out. And I'm nobody. Oh, I'm the least. I'm the worst of the worst. I am not worthy of the King of Glory. But I tell you what, I'm going to talk about Him. I'm going to speak the truth of His word. I'm going to point people to the Lord Jesus Christ and away from me, because I can't help you. I couldn't even help myself. How am I going to help somebody else? But the Lord can help you. The Lord can help you. You know, so like I always say, if you're not sure whether or not you believe that the Lord loved you so much that He gave His Son so that you could be saved, then you need to trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today while you still have the chance. Tomorrow is not promised. Do it today while you still have the chance. Lord, have thine own way in the hearts and in the minds of those listening to this, for thy glory, Lord. Amen. Have a nice day.